Is the rich man's use of his wealth the very heart of his sin? Or is it just a symptom of a deeper problem? The rich man does not recognize the common humanity that Lazarus shares with him. This refusal to recognize is the cause of his indifference. But more than that, the rich man does not recognize his own dependence on God. In the face of our total dependence on God, the trivial distinctions we create between ourselves flatten into nothingness. The rich man has created a distorted world for himself, with himself at the center, God largely an irrelevance, and other people only interesting insofar as they contribute to his comfort. If we're honest, most of us can catch ourselves from time to time constructing this sort of distorted world for ourselves, individually and collectively. God's most radical intervention against human indifference, God's most radical attack on the distorted worlds we create to make it easier for ourselves to ignore the claims of God and neighbor, God's most radical move is found on the cross. Jesus, the one whose quality of compassion shines through in his encounters with the sick, the downtrodden and the outcast. Jesus, the one whose intimate relationship with God the Father shines through in his prayers. This Jesus becomes the victim of human cruelty and indifference, giving up his life in an act of self-giving love. And in so doing, he destroys the very forces of selfishness and cruelty that appear to have triumphed in his death. In baptism, we are united with Jesus in his death and in his life. In baptism, the sad inheritance of centuries of human cruelty and self-centeredness is washed away, and we start afresh. Of course, despite our baptisms, despite the help of the sacraments, despite hearing Moses and the prophets and the preaching of Jesus week by week in church, despite all these things, we still fall short. We can still be indifferent to others. We can fail to recognize the extent of our dependence on God. We can fail to recognize the humanity of people who are different to us. We can succumb to the temptation to construct distorted worlds centered on ourselves. We too need to hear and act on the call to repentance that is found throughout the Holy Scriptures. But we also have grounds for hope, because Jesus has already defeated our self-centeredness. United with him in baptism, fed by him in the sacrament of the altar, taught by him in the Gospels, we are being pulled out of the darkness. Pulled perhaps slowly and painfully out of the darkness. Perhaps sometimes even dragged kicking and screaming out of the darkness. Out of the darkness of our distorted, self-centered worlds, and into his marvelous light.